We Got the Geek is recorded before a live studio audience.
All right, it's Jay Stu and Sarah. Jay.
Hello.
And we're really excited to be talking once again with a fantastic artist we met once before, Mr. Chip Zdarsky. How's it going?
Going real good. A little sick, though, so
all right.
I might sound weird. I'll try not to breathe into the mic.
Now, the last time we met you, Howard the Duck issue 1 had just come out.
Yeah, yeah.
So a while ago.
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask you, the series is done now. Did you get to tell the whole story you wanted to tell with that series?
Yeah, basically... Like, I did it with the artist Joe Quinones, and Joe was only going to be on for, like, the first 6 issues, but he enjoyed it enough to stick around for 16 of them, and by the end, we were just like, we had a full story to tell, and we could have kept going on beyond that, but I kind of felt bad I was tying Joe up. I didn't really want to work with anyone else, because it was so much his book as it was mine, so I'd say around issue 10, we let Marvel know that we wanted to do, like, 6 more, actually finish the storyline. And then move on. And they were good with it. I was kind of looking forward to seeing another Howard book on the stands because they started talking to people pretty quickly after that, and they asked me for opinion on who should take over. And I know they approached some people, and some things didn't work out. And I'm like, I still got fingers crossed because I want to read it. That's the thing. Like, you know, having written it, I'm like, I kind of want to see what people do with the character after that.
Right.
You know?
Oh, cool.
Well, you did a great job. And I was telling you off the recorder earlier that I got my fiance into the series. And
Yes, because, I mean, I like the movie and everything, and I like the character, and I saw him in, you know, like, Guardians of the Galaxy and all that. And it's like, oh, and then we talked about it at a Halloween party 2 years ago.
Oh, really?
And Jason interviewed me. Because I'm a cosplayer in that.
Okay.
And then we started talking about Howard the Duck and how much we love it. And, I mean, it just kind of snowballed from there.
Yeah, it's a kind of character. Like, everyone has weird entry points into it. Like, some people remember the original run, the Steve Gerber stuff.
Yeah.
Some people, you know, got into the magazines, which is, like, Bill Mantlo afterwards.
Okay.
Which is more risque. And then there's, like, then there's the Howard movie, which is, like... Not a good movie.
No.
No, but it's a cult classic.
But,
it's just one of those things that you wouldn't think of it being a hit, but it's just got this underground kind of fan base, and it's like, okay.
Yeah, like, I know Leah Thompson, like, she's talked about how, like, it surprises her that people, like, have, like, strong positive feelings towards that movie.
Yeah.
Because at the time, you know, it tanked, it probably, like, felt bad for her. But, but, like, with time, like, so many of us, like, watch it as kids, so we have, like, a fondness for it. Like,
exactly.
Like, I recorded the song at the end on my tape recorder. So me and my buddy would have a version of it, because I love that last scene so much.
Yeah.
Of, like, this duck coming on stage and not freaking out. Like,
that always got me. It was like, everybody just accepts him. Like, he's a walking, talking duck.
Yeah.
And it's like, in a suit. Okay.
Yeah, I know. Part of the fun is that he's supposed to stand out.
Yeah.
To be like this weird abnormal thing,
right?
But in the Marvel books, especially now, there's so many superheroes and stuff around, he's the most normal character. Like, he's like the average guy. He's got no powers, he just looks like a duck.
He's a duck.
I love it so much.
No, I don't know how you could make Howard the Duck risque, and I'm scared to ask.
Me? You think I'm risque?
Well, that's one of the other, you mentioned, like, Howard the Duck in a more risque kind of comic.
Oh, I mean, they were more overt with the Howard Bev stuff.
Okay.
Like, I think Steve Gerber, kind of like when he originally conceptualized them, they were just like a duo.
Right.
Because, like, we were buddies that did all this stuff.
Yeah.
And I think after Gerber was, like, kicked off his own creation, which is a whole other thing. The people that took over, like Bill Mantlo, like, made it very clear that they were, like, a sexual couple. Like, the black and white magazines have, like, full-on nudity and them lounging in bed.
Okay, then.
And also introduced the idea of Duck World, because Gerber kept it vague, because he pictured it as a planet of anthropomorphic characters, like all Disney Looney Tunes-style creatures.
Right.
And then, like, as soon as he was off the book, they're like, oh, Duck World, let's have him go to Duck World. Like, a world of ducks doesn't make as much sense as...
An anthropomorphic with all kinds of animals.
Yeah, that's
that
so
would
much make more fun.
It would be more diverse.
Yeah, more interesting.
Yeah.
Like, and I think his initial idea was like, you know, they all just did like Joe jobs. Like, there wasn't anything spectacular about the world. They just happened to look like animals, like Howard.
Regular, normal, walking, talking ducks who, you know, are plumbers and electricians.
Yeah, exactly. I love that idea so much.
Okay. Now, I want to ask you another question.
Yeah.
You're currently writing Peter Parker's Spectacular Spider-Man.
Yes.
Any nervousness at all when you got that job? Because it's their flagship character, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, some of the heat is taken off of me because it's the secondary book. Like, Dan Slott is on Amazing, so, like, kind of the major things that happen to the character happen there, which has made it a bit easier for me. But I recognized immediately, like, as soon as I accepted the job and they announced it, I shut off every way to contact me online because, like, immediately, like, everyone has their ideas about that character. And so I got a lot of anonymous emails from people telling me how to fix Spider-Man. I'm like, oh, this is going to be bad.
Yeah, oh boy.
So, you know, it's the first time writing a character where I've had to be like, okay, I have to, like, turn off the internet and just kind of write what I want to write and see how that goes. And, yeah, it's a tricky one.
Yeah, it's been a good read so far. I love the scene of him doing the stand-up, actually.
Yeah. That was, like, one of my first ideas when I decided to do the book, just picturing him attempting stand-up and failing. Because, like, Spider-Man's funny, but he's not that funny.
Yeah.
Like, he's funny, like, quips in battle, but
he thinks he's hilarious when, in fact, he's just mildly amusing.
Yeah, he's the buddy that, you know, everyone says, oh, you should try stand-up, and when they do, it doesn't go well at all.
Oh.
Yeah.
Genius. Really, I'll let you back to work, but the last thing I wanted to ask you about, I did read you're going to be doing Marvel 2-in-1.
Yeah.
Anything you could share with us about that? Or?
I mean, it's an ongoing with Jim Chung starting us off, so the art is spectacular. Like,
I can imagine.
Like, every page that comes in, I'm like, oh my God, like, he made my writing actually look really, like, I know what I'm doing. Like, it adds such a crazy level to the story. Yeah, what can I tell you? It's basically Ben and Johnny. It's kind of a stealth Fantastic Four book, really, where they finally kind of sit down and discuss and try to figure out what happened to the rest of the family, like Reed, Sue, and the kids.
Yeah.
Because Marvel's kind of left that up in the air since the end of Secret Wars.
Yeah.
And, you know, Ben and Johnny have gone on their separate ways doing their own thing. But this is the, kind of the first major time where they've gotten back together and they're like, no, we're a family and we need to help each other through this and we need to figure out what happened to the family. So, yeah, that's basically the starting point of it. And then, you know, it leads into basically classic kind of FF adventure and exploration. So, yeah.
Definitely looking forward to reading that.
Yeah, I mean, It's come very easy to me because I love those characters so much. Like, their voices and Fantastic Four mean so much to me that I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah. Cool. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to
me.
I hope you have a great rest of the day.
Thanks.
Yeah, it was
pleasure
nice
meeting you, Sarah.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.